This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable, a Wood Elf production. This week, Bob attempts to elicit a rim job from the narrator, but nobody saw him coming. The gents doggedly discuss dodging recommendations while Alexa gains necromantic abilities. Bucket list. The bouquet and body of harvested minor fecal matter. Personal development, play buttons, and learning Korean all make the bill. Yes, it's time for Before We Die. Now sit back and prepare to be distracted and enjoy the show.
Hello, gentle listeners, and welcome back to another episode of Distractable. I don't know why I decided to go with that tone of voice, but I did it, and I'm not doing another take. My name is Bob. I will be your host for today, and I'm joined, as per usual, by the men who will be my two contestants, Mark and Wade.
Hello.
I'm one of those. You know, speaking of not doing other takes, it sounds like Baltimore didn't know their take either. I can't believe he said all those things.
I can't, what?
What? Didn't you guys listen to Baltimore talking about this episode?
He records those after we will have done this. He doesn't do that before.
Yeah, it's not like he does the intro, then just sits silently as the fourth person in the Discord, which we still don't know who it is.
Yeah. Oh, what the hell did I just listen to?
We just know definitively it's not him.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll pretend I don't know what happens this episode, then. Let's go on.
Do you know what's happening in this episode?
Yeah, so do you know who wins, I guess?
No.
Because if you could tell me, I would be informative.
Oh man, I could shape the future right now, but by the sound of it, I didn't interfere, so I can't interfere. So no, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm confused. Is that the topic of the episode? Is it being confused?
Well, traditionally the host gets to pick the topic, and that's...
Yeah, it's not the topic. Bob picks the topic.
Not technically what I had in mind.
Yeah.
Wait, do you know the future?
Only from Baltimore.
I mean, now I just have more questions about why he knows what he knows, I guess, if anything.
He must be listening.
Yeah.
He
must have listened. I don't know.
To the future?
Well, unless he listened to it in the past.
Is that why he's here? He has already had listened?
Yeah.
Huh? So he hears the future.
I don't know, but I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Well, Voldemort, I bet you didn't see this coming. The way this podcast works is I'm the host and the guys compete and I pick a winner. And the winner of today's podcast hosts the next episode. We never explain how the show works anymore. There's no way he saw that coming.
Yeah. Maybe we should pull up the old doc with the actual written out intro.
Oh,
didn't we have that?
God, yeah.
Somewhere, yeah. We did have a written out intro.
Where would that be? Hang on.
I couldn't even guess.
I think it's on my Google Docs down here. That's not this one. No.
Oh god, I think Mark broke. Jesus Christ.
I found an intro.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Distractable Podcast. Here we discuss anything that interests us and compete to see who can bring the most captivating stories to the table. Whoever brings the most dazzling story, as judged by me, will be declared the winner of the podcast, will earn the right to host next week's episode and play the role of judge.
Wow.
Wow, yuck.
I have more written out here for the first one. In accordance with my incredible, nigh on unbelievable, absolute crushing victory on the last week's podcast, I am the host for today and will judge the worthiness of my fellow podcaster's story.
Oh, man.
I'm joined by... I wrote out everything. Good God.
What if we do an episode, not this episode, because Bob gets to host whatever he wants, but what if
fully
I host an episode?
Fully scripted episode.
That? Wow. Fully scripted, or where we just react to our old episodes.
Ah, that's the cool thing to do these days. React channels are what's up, man.
Original is out. React is in.
Mm-hmm. You right.
You let the AI make the content, and then you let the humans react to the content. That's the future That's the future.
Or
of,
we find or other people have reacted to our podcast, and we react to their reactions.
That fucking Bo Burnham sketch from Inside.
Hell yeah.
That did make me laugh in a very cringy, I hate myself sort of way.
I never saw Inside, but I heard there was a song.
Yes,
yeah,
that was
like at least one song. Yeah.
You guys know I don't ever know anything.
It's really funny. Why would you not have watched it? It's not like, oh, I watched this to be aware of it.
Wait, I haven't watched it either.
What?
I'm sorry.
When people like things and everyone gets excited about something, especially another content creator, I avoid it like the plague.
It's honestly just really funny, but I think it would be interesting, neither of you having watched it, to hear your reaction to it now, because it captures a very, like, trapped in the pandemic sort of mood.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very strong, like, mood, vibe, strong emotions. For me, watching it during, like, I watched it right soon after it came out. Manny and I watched it. It was right in the thick of, like, everyone's still locked down. The pandemic is still very much being acknowledged, because it's still happening regardless of the fact that no one seems to give a shit anymore. Yeah, it would be interesting, because if you watch it now, you might be like, oh, this is weird and cringy. But it is honestly just really funny.
That's what I've heard about it.
It's worth watching.
I'm less antagonistic as Wade, apparently, in terms of recommendations.
Oh, I'm a villain.
I don't know why, but hey, all your friends like this thing. I will never.
Hey, Wade, I know you like like action movies and sci-fi. I think you'd really enjoy this new show that's coming out. Fuck you!
Ooh.
You tell me what I like.
Oh, yeah, that sounds nice.
Get out of here.
I like things that are somewhat ignored, overlooked, and unpopular, like myself.
Is that why you're such a big
go on
Dragon Ball Z fan?
Yeah, no one likes that.
Is that why you played so many hours of Raid Shadow Legends?
I quit mobile games, remember?
You're like the mobile game hipster. You're like, oh yeah, I play this gacha game. Oh really? What? You haven't heard of it.
There's no way you've heard of this one.
It's called...
I don't play anymore. I've quit. I've retired.
It's called Raid Shadow Legends. You wouldn't know.
It's called The Shadows of Raid.
That does sound enticing now that you mention it, though.
You wouldn't understand.
Anyway, that's not the topic. And if Baltimore thinks he's so smart, then he can come and lick my ass.
All right.
No offense, Baltimore. Please keep doing our intro. I'm sorry.
You just hear heavy footsteps and a slurping sound coming from outside your door.
A nice little spray bottle as he moistens his tongue.
Hello, gentle lickener. Yeah, yucky. I felt yucky saying it.
But I hardly even noken her.
Jesus.
We should move on. No one laughed about that last time I heard it either.
Oh, wow.
Well, do you guys have any small talk?
Yes!
Okay.
It might be the same thing I have, but go ahead, Mark.
Wait, what do you have? What in your
Mine's
life is
about space.
Oh, that's good. Go ahead.
I mean, you can go first. I was just thinking you might.
No.
Oh, yeah, the wrong telescope, right? Again?
What?
The wrong.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you got
That's right. You refused to know anything about anything. I forget.
No, but you got ripped apart last time because you said the wrong telescope name.
Listen, we try and not really try very hard at all to not date these episodes, but the first images from the James Webb Space Telescope came out and they look cool.
They're so cool.
I saw them and they do look cool. I'm in for once. I'm in the in crowd for once.
That's so refreshing, Wade.
Yeah.
I'm refreshed.
It's really, really neat. I looked at the picture before I read any of the description and I was just like staring at it and I saw like the curved, like the lensing of some of the galaxies. I'm like, what's going on here? Is this like a mega black hole or something? But it's actually like the sheer mass of some of those galaxies and the distance away is causing the light to warp through its own gravity. It's like, oh, it's just nuts.
Gravitational lensing.
Yes, yes, yes.
It was really cool to look at, even for someone that's not like as into space. It was really cool, really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
What a pity.
What a pity? What?
It's from your song. It's your own song.
You can't throw in rhymey words.
Oh, I see what you're going
from
for.
In space.
Uh-huh. Right. It's so pretty.
Space was so cool and so pretty. What a pity. I was being clever.
Oh, okay.
I see. I get you. Everyone give him his clever points.
Is that like a Markiplier reference?
No, it's in space.
Who's in space?
I can't watch Markiplier. He's too popular.
I get you. Thank you. Thank you. These are nice. That feels good.
Anyone that trends occasionally on social media, I cannot stand.
Occasionally.
Well, you must love me.
Yeah, you're my favorite.
I've never trended a day in my life.
We are my favorite.
Go team. Anyway, yeah, what was your thing, Mark?
I have numerous things.
Oh.
Hold on. I had them here. I was getting a video up because I haven't done it. Hold on. Stall.
Yeah.
Well, I've got no small talk with which to stall. Thanks for asking. Mark, what's yours?
News bulletin.
I turned around, and when I turned around, I saw that someone else had turned around.
And when I turned around, she had turned around.
Amazon's Alexa could soon mimic voice of dead relatives.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Wait, do they have to have been recorded, or can it just remember my grandma from 20 years ago?
Don't worry.
It will listen to you on your Amazon account and remember you.
Yes. In all honesty, I wouldn't be surprised if this is actually how it's worked, because Amazon has been reported to record your conversations even without your permission. This is true. That's a fact. It doesn't matter if they may or may not do it to this point. If they did it in the past, they'll do it again.
Yay.
But now it's even better because it knows when your relatives die and it can comfort you with their own voice emitting from the smart speaker inside your house.
Mark, it's me, Mark. It's Daddy. I'm dead. You lost me.
Mm-hmm.
If you're mourning, don't worry. I'm dead. Couldn't be deader.
It's your deceased parents' voice, but they're aware. They're like living in current times and they're like, I'm sorry I died. It's okay, though, because I'm here now. Like, what the?
Maybe you'd like to shop on Amazon, Mark. Buy yourself something to feel better.
Did you know you can get more with Prime?
Is that really what you want, Dad? Oh, yes. Shop a lot.
Oh, honey. I know these cookies were your favorite. Maybe Granny will just add some to your cart.
Do you stay old when you're dead?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Yeah. 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 Obviously. What do you mean? What kind of question is that?
That's the worst feature. That's so sad. I don't want that.
They just continue to age.
No. It gets better.
Oh, God.
Because Rohit Prasad, senior vice president and head scientist for Alexa, said at the event Wednesday, whatever event that was, that the desire behind the feature was to build greater trust in the interactions user have with Alexa. Yeah, okay, all right.
God, I just love that idea so much. It's killing me.
Yeah.
I don't mean this in a gross way, but remember whenever we were doing the three pins and we were talking about the sex doll website where they were making like individual porn star dolls?
Why are you doing this to us?
Could I get a programmable daddy doll that has my dad's voice? I don't really care about the anatomy of it, but I just want to look and talk to my dad again. Could I?
I'm sad that I knew exactly what you were going to say from the first half sentence. Uttered, and also sad that that's a thing I believe you want sincerely and not even in a joking way.
I don't think I do. I don't think I would buy my dad.
Anyway, continuing.
But my wife and kids, I could have them back.
I wasn't done.
He's not even done.
I'm not even done.
Yeah.
Continuing, greater trust in the interactions user have with Alexa by putting more, quote, human attributes of empathy and affect, not effect, affect. These attributes have become even more important during the ongoing pandemic when so many of us have lost loved ones or lost ones that we love. While AI can't eliminate the pain of loss, it can definitely make their memories last, end quote.
Every time you click confirm payment, it's, I love you, son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah,
So there's one more that makes it even worse. In a video played by Amazon at the event, a young child asks, "Alexa, can grandma finish reading me The Wizard of Oz?"
If you buy it.
Alexa then acknowledges the request and switches to another voice mimicking the child's grandmother.
No.
You need to move on and get through life and go through the grieving process. Well, let's halt you right at stage one.
Yes.
In the future, grief will only have a single stage. Never letting go.
Introducing Grief Prime.
Grief Prime has really changed my life. Mom Dot and Dad Dot like to fight sometimes, but I just unplugged Mom and then everything's fine.
Yeah, you know those trucks you're riding behind and they say, there's a lot more to Prime. It's like, there's a lot more to grief. A truckload more. Let Amazon walk you through it.
God.
The more expensive the item you add to the cart, the more sweltering pride you hear from your loved one.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Having that heartfelt conversation where my dad tells me how proud he is of me while I can hear the tears swelling because I added that $2,000 item. So worth it.
So worth it.
This is just one of those things that strikes me as like...
the worst?
You know, inside the company... at the beginning, someone had to be like, guys, this is fucked up. I don't know. Like, and probably more than one person was like, I don't know. I know we're just researching. This seems weird. And at some point, like some leader, some higher up corporate person was like, no, this is a great idea. And anyone who wasn't on board with that was just like kicked off the project.
Yeah.
That's why they're hiring.
To the point now where they're like, this is the future of family. You can live forever. And inside the company is like that. But who outside of that group who's trying to promote this, what person is looking at this and being like, wow, technology.
Soulless corporate sellouts.
It's just awful in every way I could imagine.
Yeah. Wait, have you heard the inside song? Come on, Jeffrey, you can do it. Pave the way, put your back into it. Show us how. You ever heard that one?
Look at where you came from. Look at you now.
I just heard a couple lines of it just now, but that's it.
It's about Jeff Bezos. You know who Jeff Bezos is?
Let me Google inside of Jeffrey and see if I get it.
Yeah, that'll probably get you there.
What's the guy's name?
Robert Burnham. Yes.
Robert Burnham Esquire.
That's actually a really good, like, professional name.
Mm.
Robert Burnham Electricians.
Roberto Baronium.
Oh, is this the Jeffrey Bezos song?
That is what
I
said,
yes.
Yeah. I'm reading the lyrics right now.
Okay.
That really gets the whole message across.
Oh, I did hear this one. Molly played this one for me. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, I'm glad we got to that.
Good. I have one more story if you guys would like it.
Is it about the same thing or is it something else?
No, it's fun.
Oh, thank God.
It's fun.
Cool. Hooray!
It's fun. All right. Fecal microbacteria, fecal microbiota transfer between young and aged mice reverses hallmarks of the aging gut, eye, and brain.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Is this one where they had the two twin mice that looked very different in the aging process?
Probably, yeah.
I saw a picture of this.
Old shit makes you young, or vice versa. Young shit makes you young.
Exactly.
So I just need to eat shit and I'll be young forever, is that what you said?
Yes. No, wait. No.
Eating it would kind of destroy all those things that you're wanting from it.
Inject shit.
You need to harvest feces from those younger than you and then insert it inside of yourself.
So baby diaper value is skyrocketing.
Woo.
The under 25 toilet is more of a collection system, really. This is our future. Over 25, you gotta pay to use a toilet.
So there's like, what is it called?
Hmm?
Does baby diapers have stem cell cure?
Yeah, that's the ticket. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Does baby diaper have stem cell cure? I want that to be a trending Google search.
Such big, does Bruno Mars is gay energy? Does baby diapers has stem cells?
And the answer is yes. So
why does poop from the young cure us old?
Well, I'll tell you. Well, it's a long article, but I'm trying to like get it down. This is how they did it. Okay. So each mouse received 100 microliters of fecal slurry preparation at each. I don't know what a gavage is, but G-A-V-A-G-E, whatever their gavage is, they got
that new perfume that Johnny Depp is selling.
Gavage.
The administration of food or drugs by force, especially to an animal, typically through a tube leading down the throat to the stomach.
There you go.
So it's like an NG tube.
Yeah. So they, at pellet collection, mice were separated into individual sterile boxes and two pellets collected before returning to the cage. So what this signifies is the microbiome in your gut, we've long known, is almost not even external bacteria. It's kind of like human-specific bacteria. And these things create some of the nutrients that our bodies cannot fabricate. We don't know like exactly the ramifications of all of the effects, but in modern society with medicine, we do have antibiotics, which is great because it helps us stay alive. It also creates superbugs, so that's a long-term problem, but it also kills your gut biome. So oftentimes after you get antibiotics, you'll need to be given probiotics so that you can reconstitute. But one of the quickest way to get the bacteria that a human needs is just taking it from someone else. And how do you do that? Yeah, their poop is full of it. So there you go.
I've known that a fecal transplant was like a thing. There's a disease you can get where basically your body loses the ability to regenerate its inner biome. And yeah. So you can get like a fecal transplant, like from a spouse or someone that you live with or whatever, that's like in your life that shares, you know, exposures with you. Mm. That's like a treatment. That's been a thing. Is this going to become a thing where it's like you go to a clinic and you're like, yeah, Botox in my cheeks, butt lift, and one young fecal transplant, please.
One young.
Is it like a fast food menu at the doctor's office?
Give me that young shit in me.
Can I get a bone transplant and a side of fecal?
Oh my God.
Supersize me.
This one is from a two-month-old baby. Good year, good year, good month, good month.
I have a 2021 Cabernet fecal.
A guy on the street like, you want to buy a fecal? This is very fresh from baby on the streets of Moscow.
Yeah, you got your poop sommelier.
Oh, this one's aged to perfection.
Would you like to smell the cork?
That would give such a whole new meaning to the idea of smug rich people having shit-eating grins.
Wait, don't drink it yet. You have to let it sit. Yes, let it breathe. Yes.
Let it sit on your tongue.
The tannin.
And you want to sip air in with it to get the full bouquet.
Mm.
So where do we go to eat shit and stay young?
I mean, you could technically speaking go get it yourself. I mean, but that takes work.
I'm not going to go around and find young people and be like, can you shit for me?
It's like the new version of Eat, Pray, Love for middle-aged ladies.
You know,
eat shit, stay young.
Eat shit, stay young.
I'm going to hire a plumber to go to the schools and collect the clogged poop for me.
Oh my God. That's very fun.
Anyway, weird. What you're saying is...
Ah, fuck you!
I mean, no, it makes sense, but like, it's weird that it de-ages the internals of the other mouse. It's just surprising to me, I guess.
I need a lot of shit because I look older than all of you guys. I need some shit in my life.
I think it's because you only eat plain burgers.
Well, I'm gonna start eating shit.
That's the only option. I think what it is, it amounts to like, it just overall is nutrients are essential for the body to rebuild itself, right? So if you have a diverse gut microbiome, they can synthesize more of the things that you need that you may not be able to get from a very diverse diet. So it probably is less about de-aging and more about repairing systems that should have been repaired a long time ago, but your body did not have the right nutrients to do so. But I am not an expert in this. That is just my conjecture.
Interesting.
I doubt the conclusion to pull from this is to go hunt down baby diapers and smear it all over your body.
What you want to do is you go to the public park and you wait for a baby to need changing. And then when they throw that away in the public trash can, that's just up for grabs right there. Plus, the great thing about really young babies is that their poop is basically liquid.
Oh.
Way easier to get in you.
Oh, good.
Good.
I'm glad you're so excited about it.
Good.
Like those
good.
Trucks that drive around whenever you put your garbage out and they collect things they think they might be able to get value out of or repurpose. And you're just like, no, I need the diapers out of the can. I know there's a family with two babies three doors down. Their diapers are as good as my buffet.
Good.
It's going to be the hot new Jamba Juice flavor. give me the ultra blueberry and give me the 9 to 12 month old add-in, please.
Yeah.
Can I get the preschool blend?
Can you give me just one scoop? Nah, two today. I'm feeling hungry. Anyway, the news is over.
All right, well, we're just starting this episode. Bob, I hear you have a great topic.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Mint Mobile for details.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Guys, I found another subscription. It's not even one. They keep coming.
What? That's crazy.
But that's okay, because I could use Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money can help you have full control over subscriptions, have a clear view of your expenses.
If there's anything in there that says, like, hey, please cancel this for me, don't press it.
I'm going to go press all of those buttons. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/distractible. That's rocketmoney.com/distractible. rocketmoney.com/distractible. You should get that, Mark. It's probably important.
Oh, no way.
We are 25 minutes in, ladies and gentlemen. That's okay, because the topic for today...
Getting older.
Let's just say there's... Listen. Let's just say, yeah, kind of, but not really. I'm going to call today's topic, Hot or Not.
Ooh.
Bucket List Edition.
What?
Okay, all right.
So I want to talk about bucket lists. This is something I find very interesting because most people probably know, but a bucket list basically is like a list of stuff you want to do before you die, aka before you kick the bucket. So it's your bucket list. There you go. If you didn't know that one, that's a freebie.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of bucket list stuff. And I've always wondered if that was weird or if I'm just not very ambitious, that I'm cool with, you know, I'm cool with dying without having experience. I don't know. So I the number one thing on my bucket list is I'm excited. I want to go to the Olympics someday.
Ooh,
it's just
good
like
one.
It's such a thing. I want to go and see all the stadiums and, you know, it's probably not that exciting. It's not that exciting to go watch like a swim meet or, you know, gymnastics, but it is exciting because it's the Olympics. But all of it, the experience, I want to do that. That's definitely a thing for me. And beyond that and some traveling, my bucket list is not like super detailed.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys have ideas about this? Do you have a list written down somewhere in a shoebox? Like,
I mean,
where are you at with this?
I could think of a few, but I'm more confused as why this is hot or not.
Well, what I want to get to is there are a lot of ideas that I think are considered sort of ubiquitous bucket list ideas. And when we talk, once we're done talking about our own, I want to go through a list and decide if these bucket list ideas that people share publicly are hot or not. Because I think a lot of the stuff that I hear about, I'm like, why would you want to do that? That sounds stupid.
Gotcha. My bucket list thing that pops up into my mind is something I've been thinking about recently. I want to go somewhere where the winter is extremely snowy and cold and harsh, that's surrounded by like
thick trees that I can chop down for firewood, and I want to be snowed in and trapped for the entirety of winter. And I have a food supply, but it may not last me the entire winter. So, like, I'm gonna.
Like you got like freeze dried food and stuff.
Yeah.
Just come with me next time I visit Molly's family in Minnesota.
Yeah, but I mean, like, away from everyone, like a cabin in the middle of nowhere,
like in the Canadian Rockies.
Exactly, right? And I just want to be out there alone, maybe pop like a satellite dish on the roof for some internet. But if not, that's also fine. I just want to be out there alone and go insane.
We got to get way ahead on podcast episodes if we're losing you for a year then. Jesus.
It's a winter.
Yeah, but if a winter up north could be, wouldn't that be longer than like a normal, like the further north you go, isn't the longer the winter, like the more extreme?
He intends it to be for a shorter amount of time than an entire year.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So he wants a convenient 1 week winter, but a real extreme week. Okay.
I said normal winter is like 3 months. I believe okay. I even said 3 months at some point.
So you want like 3 days of winter. Okay, Mr. Spoiled.
Right, okay.
Why don't you just buy some winter, Mr. Bezos? Have it delivered to Cali.
I kind of get that, Mark. I'm just going to ignore Wade going forward. I kind of get that.
Okay.
I've always had, like, mine's not that exact thing, but the idea of, like, a very bushcrafty survivalist thing
yeah.
where it's, like, I'm not in a situation where it's actual life and death.
Yeah.
I'm not that skilled of a person, but a situation where it's, like, making my own fire using, fire steel and tinder and things and, you know, so that sort of feeling of, like, isolation. My own pond. Like that one guy who lived by the pond.
What's yeah.
That pond guy.
Pond guy.
I want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Self-sufficiency and misogyny.
Mm.
Sorry, wait, sorry. A second. That's not the... Mm. I don't want to do that part. He can keep that part.
All right.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting one.
It sounds nice in theory, but I don't know. My bucket list, I'd like to go to Hawaii. That's on my bucket list. And I grew up with my grandparents had a cabin that was like right on Lake Cumberland down in Kentucky almost. And we could go out on the pontoon. And my grandpa, we had like two rooms in the back that were air conditioned. The rest of the house was not air conditioned, including the room I stayed in. So we had like no air conditioning for a lot of it. We'd go out, live in the water. My grandpa was very hands-on, so we'd go work on the boat ourselves, work on the trucks and stuff ourselves. And that was nice, and that was handy. But I mean, I did appreciate the luxuries whenever I was allowed to like go cool off in the air conditioning or whenever I came back home and just had that normally and didn't have to go work on brakes and motors and things. And I'm glad I did that stuff, but I don't know that I would voluntarily want to live a long time without any luxuries or amenities. I mean, they are called those things for a reason.
What is this exactly? You wish life was shittier so you appreciated the good parts more?
No.
Like a vacation into this sort of deal?
The cabin in the woods where you had to like do everything by hand sounds not good to me. Like, you guys, I'm glad
you're
that
saying
you...
that's why that doesn't appeal. I thought you were describing your own
bucket
list.
No, it does not appeal
list.
To me for like, that reason. No.
It sounds kind of like what Mark was saying.
Okay,
like,
I get it.
Having the ability to be able to do those things is nice, but like long term, like more than a week. I just had my power out for 2 days not that long ago. 2 days is not that long, but man, sleeping without having like central air, like heat or AC in extreme weather conditions where you're forced to like bundle up or whatever, and you've got to go cut down trees in the freezing cold and risk frostbite, that sounds awful to me. But I mean, you know, more power to you.
That sounds awesome. I don't know, man. I just want that.
That's fine. You're welcome to. Have you done anything like a small taste of something like that where you like know you could handle it?
Nope.
Or are you going to be miserable after like a week?
Nope.
And regret it?
Have you ever been a little stranded?
Nope.
All right. Well, yeah, like I said, my bucket list is pretty simple. I'd like to go to Hawaii. I also don't have much on a bucket list, Bob.
Is that your only one?
Honestly, yeah. And I had to work hard to come up with that. I will say thinking about it and talking about the cabin and the lake and everything, I do miss that. Like, if I were to move, I would love to be on the water or, like, real close to water where I could go out, like, on a boat. I love being around water. I love the sound of flowing water. So being, like, on a lake or I don't think I'm going to be on the ocean, but being, like, on a lake somewhere would be really cool. Probably really expensive, but just having that option to go out on the water all the time, that sounds really, really nice. That's something else, I guess. That and seeing Hawaii. But I mean, I literally don't have... We've gotten to do so much shit in the last 10 years between the tour and the different conventions and things. I've crossed stuff off of a bucket list I never even wrote. And I say that to chat and stuff sometimes when I'm streaming, but like, it's true. I just never imagined I get to do so many cool things in life to where it's like, I didn't make a crazy bucket list. And I very much live life kind of day by day. I think whenever you go through a lot you don't look back or look forward too much. You more so, you've got your goals and things you know you need to do, but it's like typically on a day's basis, I focus on that day and like, sure, maybe I've got a meeting set up for next week or something like that, but like you just put that in your calendar and don't think about it. It's not like I'm spending a lot of time daydreaming or planning or whatever. I just kind of live today, get to tomorrow, live tomorrow, get to the next day. And I think that kind of a bucket list and that kind of dreamy thinking doesn't really apply to the way I live.
Dreamy thinking, this guy wants to go to Hawaii.
It's kind of head in the clouds nonsense.
Well, that's just always something I've wanted to see. It's not like I think about it very much. It's like if I have to put something on my bucket list, it's like, well, I've always wanted to see Hawaii in person, so I guess that's there. But it's not like I'm dying to go or anything.
That's honestly kind of how I feel about it too, I guess. I've gotten to do a lot of stuff I would never have expected. And like, I feel like life is constantly filled. If you're lucky enough to have like a good perspective on it, and it's not like, you know, life is torturing you, stuff is hard. Certainly been through times in life where I was stuck in the middle of something that was difficult and I didn't like anything about it. But like, I get to do a lot of stuff in general that's kind of just wild, and I wouldn't necessarily put it on a list, but it's crazy experiences. I feel like I've had a wide range of experiences. It's hard to pick a bunch of stuff to put on a list that I feel like would be more interesting than what happens just because we get to do this podcast and all this stuff, like Wade was saying. But
if we're going to get real about it, part of that, I think, comes from trauma, which is kind of sad. To get sad for a moment, but like growing up, I remember thinking about how like I would imagine having like my parents and grandparents, because I was really close with my grandparents, especially like at different events in my life, and it didn't work out that way. And it was kind of soul crushing. Like, you know, I had a fantastic wedding, but like I definitely felt a couple of empty seats that I wished had people there. And so I remember as a kid thinking like, oh man, I can't wait for my dad and my grandma and grandpa to see me do this and get through law school and get this and get that. And like not accomplishing those things, not having people there for that. I don't know. I guess it's like, I don't want to dream too big and then feel that soul crushing feeling again of like part of the dream not being the way I imagine it now or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting too psychological about it, but like that might be part of the reason why I don't have big bucket list too. Anyway, fart joke.
Well, I'm not sad.
So. Yeah, no, I'm not either.
God, soul-crushing despair over here.
This guy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, bucket list, you're already gonna die. Why are you gonna bring down the mood?
Yeah, this is lighthearted.
Well, at least Amazon will always preserve me and my family.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you go shop on Prime Day.
Yeah.
Already happened or whatever. So would you say yours is short, Mark? Are you low on bucket list stuff, or do you have a bunch of other stuff you're just waiting to talk about?
I mean, if you've got a hot or not list, you know, we could go and blast through those.
All right. Well, it's
no
a lot
bucket
of...
list to have like a big orgy or like a 17-way or something.
I don't want that.
Yeah, it sounds too sweaty.
I'm going to try and sort of simplify some of these, because I would say there's some sort of classes of the generic bucket list stuff that people get onto.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious, because a lot of these don't interest me. Or some of them maybe I or you guys have already done, and we can talk about that. The first category of bucket list thing I want to say is like the seeing all of something, visiting all 8 wonders of the world, swimming all 7 of the major oceans and seas, see all of the 7, I hope it's the right number, continents.
Uh-huh.
Or 6, like Antarctica doesn't count because it's boring. I don't know.
You hear that, Antarctica?
You suck.
You don't count.
Except for Mark. He wants to live there for 3 months.
Well, what?
Do you guys have any of that? That like, and like this includes stuff too, like see every Major League Baseball stadium or, you know, whatever. Is there like anything you're collecting?
No.
Does
that
appeal
to you?
Because
I think
a collector.
This one seems stupid.
No.
Yeah, I've got no interest in all that either.
Not me.
All right. Well, if that's on your bucket list, you're an idiot.
You bucketed wrong.
Was that officially a not? Was that not hot?
Yeah, I agree.
So, seeing all of the whatever, continents, oceans, wonders of the world, not hot.
Not.
Stupid.
Boring.
Your bucket list pales in comparison to ours.
Mm-hmm.
This is related and possibly includes Wade's one item already. But the next category is similar, but is more like go see this one specific thing, like the Northern Lights or the Great Barrier Reef or the Grand Canyon or Hawaii. I don't know. Is there anything in the world, individual location, architecture, the Louvre? Anything that you need to see before you die? Is this a good one or a bad one?
I think this is okay. Because the whole hitting every of something is just so arduous. I don't think, if you're on your bucket list, you're not going to make that. But seeing the one thing, I get that. I don't know what one thing I would have, but...
So... For me, Hawaii, I would like to see a place in the Caribbean. I just like tropical locations, so I want to see Hawaii and or like places in the Caribbean because I like tropical locations, the beach, the drinks, the atmosphere. The one place I wanted to see on my bucket list is already crossed off, and that was when we were doing the Europe You're Welcome tour. I got to go see Notre Dame, and the reason I wanted to see that was because in Minecraft way back in the day, I built like a semi-replica of it, at least on the exterior that was heavily based on it, and like I just wanted to see it in person, just, I don't know, after having studied it and tried to build something like it. It was like, well, it'd be really cool to see that in person. And I've already gotten to do that, so it's crossed off. But like, I think for an individual location, like the reason that location might be important to someone varies a lot. So I think that one's okay too. That's
hot!
Or whatever, yeah.
All right, legit. I agree. I like that one. I don't know what I would pick, but there are a few things in the world where I'm like, yeah, I guess I wish I would see that. I would like to see that before I'm gone.
Hot.
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 Hot, hot, hot.
Every boob in the world.
All right, well, this next one we may struggle to relate to on a personal level, but I'm going to group these all together and reserve my opinion on them. Anything on a bucket list relating to your career. So there's a lot, if you look and like, what are bucket list ideas? There's a lot of stuff that are like...
Be bigger than Markiplier.
Be an expert in your field or mentor young coworkers or like receive a big promotion. We don't really have like a normal career path, but if you imagine you had like an office job or you were an engineer or something, I don't know, or a lawyer, would this be on your bucket list? Achievement?
You just hit 1 million subscribers on your YouTube channel.
True.
Wait, you've already had 1 million, but I know, like, I have a couple more. Given that is an achievement, it comes with a gold play button. It's like there's a ceremony behind it. There's like a sense of accolade. Like the fans are really excited about that for the creator and for you. Would you consider that to be almost a bucket list achievement?
Yeah, I would say so. Go ahead.
I was asking Bob.
Never mind. I reserve my opinion.
We both can have an answer for this. It's something I'm very excited about, but it's honestly not a thing where it's like, at some point I sat down and was like, okay, how am I going to get to 1 million? Like what? I stopped thinking about that a long time ago, and the number just sort of kept creeping up and creeping up. And in the last couple months, I've been watching, and it's like, that might actually hit 1 million. That's crazy. But it's definitely not a thing where I would have like written it down or like made a mental note where it's like, God, I need that. I want to achieve that. It's an insane achievement, but I wouldn't really say it's on my bucket list, even though I'm not ungrateful. It's cool, and I can't believe it happened, but I don't know. If I died not having achieved that, I don't think I'd be sad about it. Be like, shoot.
Yeah.
You gotta die now. Blech.
I never really dwelled on getting the milestones like that either, but there's something, it's kind of weird, but there's something I've wanted to do for like 5 or 6 years, I guess, career related. I don't know if I'll ever really do because I've never really pursued it, but I just think it would be cool. And that is like going and speaking either like at our old high school or one of the colleges I attended and just like, I don't know if about teaching a full class or anything, but like just giving a talk about the mindset of like how I was whenever I was in school and thinking like, oh, I have to have my career decided. I've got to have a plan, pursue from like 7th grade on, and just how like going with the flow of life and stuff and how we got into what we do. I don't know. Like, I think it would be cool to do something like that, which I guess is semi-career oriented, but it's not like I have to. I don't know if it counts as a bucket list, but it's something that like since about 2014, 2016, somewhere in that range, it's something I've been like, you know, that'd be pretty cool to do.
Yeah, I've had something not quite like that, speaking at this school, but I've had something recently that I really do think fits in that vein of like passing on knowledge while also respecting what happened in the past. Is like I've been doing this internship with Corridor Digital, and it's so strange because Corridor inspired me to start making videos, right? It's this bizarre dynamic where I have a channel that just purely by numbers, you know, I have more subscribers, but they have a longer history of inspiring people with the content that they make. And they recently have hit a new stride with like more people in the office. And it's really exciting what's going on there. It's a great experience to be there. But in a weird way, sometimes they ask me things as if I am like the source of knowledge in terms of like hitting these big numerical successes. And I just keep going back to them and I'm like, guys, you inspired me. But so to have this long career trajectory of like 10 years on YouTube, which is long on YouTube and the internet, and then be able to come full circle back to that and just be in an office with them and making stuff together is quite a trip, but really, truly fulfilling. And so I'd say like the only career things that I would think would be hot in this debate would be things that give you that sense of fulfillment and completion and be able to pass on knowledge while still being able to learn things. Overall, I don't know if like career stuff is necessarily hot or not, bucket list material, but who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I think it can be because a standard career that you think about, like an office 9-to-5 job, is like an older mindset, whereas now there's so many things you can do between art, literature, music, entertainment, whatever. I think you can alter career things to fit bucket lists that aren't maybe the old standard way of thinking. So I think that could count. Mm-hmm. Speaking of 10 years, we're pretty close to 10 years of the first episode of Drunk Minecraft where we all did our first collab, aren't we? Wasn't that like...
Yeah, was that in fall of 2012?
It was like July or August. Happened? It was July or August of 2012, God. I think. Yeah. Oh my channel, my God. YouTube channel launched in November of 2012, so I'm coming up on 10 years as well.
August 2012 was the first episode. Technically, there was a stream before that, but I wouldn't count that.
I don't think I was on the stream. That was just you two and someone else, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
August 8th, 2012.
Yep.
So yeah. We're under a month away from that at this
point. Yeah, I don't know when this episode... I don't know. Yeah, we might be there. I don't know where we are, but I know we're close. It's somewhere around now.
I think this is not, but I have different values. I respect your opinion on it, Wade, and I guess Mark too. Would you both say hot?
I wouldn't.
Are you hotting this?
I wouldn't say hot because it's not like super spicy, and if it's just tepid, I have to say not because it is not hot. Not.
I think it's definitely something I could see, but this is also not one for me that's like yes. It's more like lukewarm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm a pretty big not. But
lukewarm.
That's interesting. I was medium.
Mm.
I was thinking that one would be a not so interested one. But as an aside, Mark, I think it's really funny just the little image that you painted of the corridor guys like asking you.
Yeah.
Because like in the industry, like you've been very successful and they have too, but just not, like you said, like the numbers is like a thing that people get caught up on.
Uh-huh.
To me, the idea of the corridor guys asking you like they're not the OGs of YouTube and they're not like these legendary, you know, this legendary channel with these legendary figures leading it. I don't know. It's just funny. And not to downplay, I'm sure that you know things that they don't know about specific things. You have a lot of knowledge you've accrued, but it's just funny. Because like you said, like you're basically of the generation that they inspired almost.
Yeah.
But also you're kind of in their generation because their channel has been so successful for so long and they have had a renaissance over the last couple of years. It's been really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
That's just funny to me.
Yeah. This is a little interesting.
My renaissance is coming any day, guys. Just wait. It's coming.
Don't worry. You'll get there, buddy.
It's coming.
You'll have your very own renaissance any minute now.
Renaissance.
Not this minute. Renaissance. All right. The next bucket list category, which includes a wide range of things. I think you guys might be more interested in this one. And I don't want to touch on a sore nerve, but involves something that I know you've been working on, Mark. Personal development goals.
Oh, no.
Like learning, say...
a language?
How to woodwork.
Ah.
Or a hobby that you're interested in, like making videos on YouTube.
Speaking Korean?
Yeah, or like speaking Korean. Maybe if you were trying to learn that. Is that a bucket list thing or is that a goal thing?
It's a goal. By God, I hope it doesn't turn into a bucket list thing. My God.
At this point, it's been a bucket list. How long have you been trying? Try harder, man.
Wow. Nice. Yeah.
Wow.
Not okay, to be like man. Harsh, but like, oof.
Yeah, you've been doing a good job, Mark. I believe in you.
Pretty rough, man.
Oh, jeez. God.
It's a little too real.
Ugh. I'm dying faster than your dream of speaking Korean.
This is a little real, man.
You know, you're right, Wynn. How is all those dreams you're working on coming good?
Well, if you don't have them, you can't fail them.
I can't tell if that's funny or sad.
It's
but
both.
It made me sad, I guess.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. Do you have any personal development things you wish you need to learn before you kick it, Wade?
Nope, I'm pretty happy.
How to take constructive criticism, perchance?
Oh, God, no.
For an example? How to be less prideful, maybe? Set a good example?
I'm not that prideful. I'm just stubborn. I wouldn't call it pride because it's not like I think I'm better. I just know that I'm lazy and I accept that fault of my own. I have been, I will say, doing a little bit better on the health side of things, though. I've been more active, been outside, gone and played basketball a few times. Like, I don't know if I told you guys on the podcast, but I've been doing better that. So I guess I do want to shed a few pounds. I guess I need to eat some feces, get rid of some grays in my beard. I mean, I'm going to put that on my bucket list now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm with Mark here. I don't know if that sounds like a bucket list. A bucket list sounds like it's something like I hope to do one day. And it's like, if I'm not working on that now, then oof. Because that sounds more like a goal than a bucket list to me. But I mean, if it's something that you're doing long term, like what would be a bucket list personal goal? Like health, I'm thinking health.
Yeah, it's one of those things where a bucket list is less about building a skill that takes a long time, because that does have to be a goal. And it's like, I guess if you die before you get it, you didn't make your goal. But bucket list is like that one thing. It's more of an experience, right? There's no time left for personal development. A bucket list is something that you don't really write it before you know you're about to die, right? You write your bucket list when you have a date that you're like, oh shit, I'm gonna kick the bucket. Because even if you have a bucket list beforehand, you really write down what that bucket list is.
Is that why it's called bucket list? Because you're gonna kick.
Yeah.
I explained that in this episode.
God, I don't listen, man.
Yeah, we know.
I really don't.
I get real caught up in my own train of thought sometimes and just zone out a lot.
What is your train of thought?
It really depends.
I'd love to have a peek into the mind of Wade.
So, yeah, I would love a ticker, like an out loud monologue of whatever is happening in your head. If we could get that sometime. Like if you just start off, just start talking and we'll stop and we'll just let you go.
It's hard to say because, like, my brain works in such a weird way to where it's like, you guys will say something that will get me thinking, like, oh, yeah, I need to work on maybe my health stuff. Like, oh, well, I've been playing basketball. I've been swimming a little bit. I don't know if swimming counts. And then my brain goes on, well, the last few times I swam, I didn't put on enough sunscreen because I got sunburned. But then I was afraid to shave my head because it's like, am I going to be pale on the sides and tanned on top? No, it looks okay, I think, because the dark hair on the sides has kind of covered it up. And then, like, you know, a few more things will happen. Then you guys will be like, Wade? I'll be like, sorry, I wasn't listening. But it's not intentional. My brain just goes off on those distracted tangents that lead one to the other. Then I come back. And I usually forget half the stuff I thought about.
All right. That was
so distractible. So distractible.
I'm perfect for this show, except for the listening part.
All right. Well, I will say those are sort of the more general categories of things that I found as like themes. And, you know, I arbitrarily broke them down. I'm sure there are other ways you could define the themes that exist within the bucket list. But I would like to move now to the lightning round. And this is where we might ruffle some feathers. And we can debate or not debate. If you have a strong feeling, if you go ahead and express it. But I would like to move through some specific things. And I just want to say it, and I want you guys to say hot or not.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And for everyone out there, if you get offended, this is just our opinion. It doesn't mean that it's official. This is just what we think.
If you get offended, go to the subreddit and tell us that we're assholes and why we're wrong. Reddit.com/r/distractible.
And then buy some merch out of spite.
And then hate buy some merch and then burn it. And then realize you like that shirt and then buy another one. All right. You guys ready for lightning round?
Yep.
All right. Round one. Ride horses on the beach.
Not.
No, I got no interest in that.
Yes, he'd not.
Not.
There you go. Perfect. All right. Round two. Go bungee jumping.
Not.
Hot.
Ooh.
No. God, no.
Hot.
Could not be less.
This marks a thrill seeker. I like it. Round three. Take a hot air balloon ride.
Already done it. Not.
Not.
Part of round four. Visit an elephant sanctuary.
Hot.
Not. I don't really care that much. I've seen elephants.
Round five, I'm particularly attracted to this one. Attend the Olympics.
Hot.
Not. They're better on TV, probably, like most things.
Wow.
Actually, right. Wait, no, you might be right.
Wait,
baseball,
come on. It's an
better
experience.
In person.
No,
football,
you get
better
to see
on TV.
The Olympic Village, and you get to see the creepy mascot. You know there's going to be a creepy mascot.
Not.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
All right. Depends on the country it's in.
I specifically am excited for the Olympics that are going to be in Los Angeles in the not too distant future.
Oh, then hot. I'll be right here. Perfect. Hot. Back on hot.
All right. Won them over.
Consistently not.
Ease of access. Round six. Be in a Saturday Night Live audience.
Not.
I'd rather be on stage.
All right. Round seven. Be on a parade float in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Not.
That one sounds kind of fun to me.
Oh, sounds terrible. You wave
sweating,
at people.
Waving,
fine,
smiling.
Fine. Round eight. Ride a mechanical bull.
Not.
Done it. Not.
I watched you do it
Oh,
you
yeah.
didn't do it very well, I gotta be honest.
No, I did not.
It was on like baby mode and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But to be fair, you did it and I chickened out.
I tried to jump and balance on those exercise balls, which is not the same as a mechanical bull, but I can tell you it's not designed to handle you jumping and standing and trying to balance on it. And that was, I should have died enough to that. I don't need any other risks to my life.
Yep.
That doesn't sound like it's related to a mechanical bull at all.
That's what I thought of. Yeah, you asked for my brain. I'm telling you everything.
That's fair. We did ask for that. Round 9, go skinny dipping in the ocean at night.
Not at night, especially not a chance. No way. Not.
I could say I didn't go skinny dipping, but we did run into the ocean, not like up to our knees at the deepest, at night though.
You died. This is an Alexa recording of you. Now we know.
I did not. We ran into the ocean, then we ran right back into the safety of a hot tub.
No, no way. Not on your life at night. Are you kidding me? Not. Not.
There was lights from the hotel on the beach.
Cold.
It was exciting.
What about being in the middle of the ocean on a raft, Mark? Would you like
cold.
That?
Cold. Oh. All right. Round 10. Oh, I forgot I left this in here. I don't like this one, but I'll do it anyway. Write a love letter to that person you've always intended to write a love letter to. I don't know if that applies to us very accurately, but, you know, hot or not,
no,
guys.
Not my dearest person. By the time you're reading this, I'm dead. Anyway, I've lusted for you every night for years.
Look, it could be to, like, you know, Amy or Molly, or I could write one to them. It could be to a person that you already love.
Oh, okay.
Why would Mark be writing a love letter to Molly?
Yeah, well, I'm writing one to all three, if you know what I mean. Some of them are getting different stuff inserted inside of them.
All right. You know, I was going to say not, but after hearing you say that, Bob, it's kind of hot.
Come on, God.
Very not.
Molly and I do write little letters to each other from time to time, but I wouldn't say it's a bucket list, so still not.
Oh, that's so cute.
I have some letters in my wallet in various storage places that Mandy wrote me when we were but a courting couple.
Whenever we used to see each other in person, but we lived apart or we had to travel, yeah. Molly would always sneak a note in like my bag or something, or hide it somewhere before she'd leave.
That's adorable.
But still not.
Stop. Yeah, not.
Yeah, not.
Hardcore
okay.
Not.
Not.
Round 11, set a Guinness World Record. This is sort of pertinent. Hot.
Hot. Mm. Hot.
Wait.
I'm lukewarm, so not, I guess.
That's a good one. Not. That's good.
All right.
Number of people traumatized by your death world record.
Hey.
I hope to have most people celebrating my death world record.
Wow. Two sides of the same coin.
They're like, finally, that asshole's gone.
Oh, yeah.
And for some reason, the last one is number 12. Oh, you know what? There's two more.
I thought that was just it. Number 12.
This is not the last one. It's number 12. run a marathon or half marathon or even just a 5K.
Not.
No.
This is kind of one for me.
Yeah?
In a very, like, athletic achievement is not a thing I've spent a lot of time on. I'm super out of shape. I'm like a big overweight dude. But the idea of training for and completing a race, even if it's incredibly slow, like even if I just barely finish before they literally start tearing down the finish line to go home, the idea of doing that personally for me would be like a hallmark of I finally am taking care of myself more. I'm finally getting in better shape. So the race itself is not a big deal to me, but to commit to something and then to do it like a half marathon or like a bike race or something, that kind of appeals to me.
Okay.
It's not on my list, but I could, that would be something where for, I would feel like, you know what? I did it. That would be satisfying.
That's cool. I like that.
But for, that's for me personally, because my health is like, I don't do a good job with my health. I'm super unhealthy. It's awful.
That makes a lot of sense. And that comes with the personalized natures of these. And no, you know, that's pretty good. Not, though. Still not.
Yeah, not for me, but great.
Hey, you don't have to do it. Hot for me, man. Hot for me.
That's good. That's good.
And the last one, obviously, round 13. It's a normal number to stop on. Make a video that goes viral. Eh? Eh?
God, no.
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 Eh?
not.
We've probably been in one at this point. What has it really done for us? Given us a career, a life, happiness? Ugh.
What do you mean, probably?
It really depends how you define viral. Because I would say Meow is viral in that it was shared beyond your platforms. People stole it and put it on Facebook and everywhere.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
I don't know if anything I've made on like on my own channels or anything is viral by any real measure.
Dude, I would consider the Pokemon Smasher Path viral, and Wade, that was your goddamn idea.
Was it really?
Yes, you told me to do it.
Oh.
Yeah, it was. It was.
On this podcast.
Damn it, why don't I ever do good things for myself?
Because you thought, I thought it was a bad idea. I just shitted it out, and look, everyone was like, ha, 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 this is the new thing. And then that gets more views than a lot of my other stuff I put actual work into.
Can I have the revenue for that video then?
Sure.
Thanks, man.
I'll give you 50% of it.
Whoa, hey, listen.
Is that a legally binding statement?
Is that how this works?
Will, edit this in.
I just want to say, I invented Drunk Minecraft, so.
No, the answer is zero.
Zero?
It's claimed.
No way, oh. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, then just give me the next best one. That's fine.
Zero.
Anyway, I do just want to say, as a goal, going viral, not hot, okay? Not a hot goal.
Not
in a judgmental way, but kind of in a judgmental way. All these kids who are licking ice cream and on TikTok and putting it back and weird shit that people do on the internet to go viral with no other goal. It's always weird to me and like cringy, and it just it's weird. Even when it works and it goes super viral. Was it worth it? I don't think so.
Not.
I don't think it was. It's not.
Not.
Don't be like us, kids.
It has been declared. Our lives are terrible. Don't try to be us. Oh, are you kidding us?
Ooh. We don't even have good bucket lists.
That's true.
Oh, we're boring.
That's true.
We've got more like cup lists. They're real small and shitty.
Well,
you don't want to be a YouTuber.
Speaking of shitty, I need to go figure out how to eat shit and get young.
Yeah, on that note... what has been a relatively docile episode that's made me think a lot more about my own death than I really anticipated, is going to stumble to yet another clumsy end. Thank you so much for playing along, friends of mine. I have to say, I'm struggling to pick a winner. You are tied on points, actually. I was keeping loose track of points in my head, as I like to do. And I swear to God, you ended up tied.
Dual hosting again.
I am just going to pick a winner based off of whose
height.
Bucket list I like better.
Wait, didn't you two agree on one? Shit. I like the Olympics.
Oh, wait, are the Olympics on your bucket list now?
Oh, man, they sure might be.
Wait, no, Bob, they're on my list, too.
Unbelievable.
I said it was hot because it was in L.A. I actually was.
No, yeah, you know what? That's fair. Did. That's fair. I did. Mark came back to me on the Olympics, so...
But...
Yeah. Oh, what, do you have an argument, Wade? Are you saving your soul right now?
I don't, but I'm trying to.
You were even a good sport. You played along with our James Webb Space Telescope talk at the beginning, Wade. You really
I did. I liked
you
it.
You really tried today, but Mark and I, essentially sharing a bucket list item, kind of made it unfair for you.
Nice.
I can't believe when it comes down to sports, I lost to you two whenever I probably played sports more than both of you combined.
I don't think that's the common denominator.
How does this come down to sports?
Olympics are sports.
Olympics are sport.
Yeah. Well, I did track and field. So I don't think you did track and field.
No, I turned my teacher down forever.
Yeah, I did. Mark and I both put it shot and scussed some diz.
Yeah.
That one didn't land, but that's okay.
I played basketball for as many years as there were bucket list items.
Mark wins, okay? We're going to the Olympics in LA in 2028 or whenever it is, and it's going to be awesome.
I choose to exercise my automatic win card.
Oh, shit. No, Mark. Wade and I talked about this, and
no, it didn't.
It seemed only fair. So, given that Wade has activated his one and only and destroyed upon use.
I choose to reserve my card.
What?
I don't have a topic.
Fine, fuck it. Mark wins. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Distractable. Thank you so much for being here. Make sure you follow the podcast, and so you know when it comes out on Mondays. You should know that by now. How do you not remember this? It's Monday mornings. What are you doing with your life? Clearly, you're not listening hard enough if you don't know when the podcast comes out. Anyway, Markiplier on YouTube and places, and LordMinion777 or Minion777 on YouTube or Twitch or places, and I am MiceGerm, you'll never spell it, so it doesn't really matter. And that is the end of this episode. Buy some merch, go to the subreddit, all that usual stuff. We're out of here. Podcast out.